concerts on the Radio 3 website for 7 days after they've been broadcast. Well, on Friday, we're going to be live at the Barbican in London. That's to hear the BBC Symphony Orchestra in concert, and they'll be playing the music of Smetana, one of the great keystones of Czech opera. You'll be able to hear Acts 1 and 2 of The Bartered Bride. It's actually the final concert in the BBC Symphony Orchestra's celebration of its 80th anniversary, and the orchestra's chief conductor will be on stage to conduct the music, Jerzy Bialoklavek, and with him a large collection of Czech singers too, so it should be quite a night. That's at the earlier than usual time of 7 o'clock on Friday evening here on Radio 3. And as far as tomorrow is concerned, we're going to be live in London at the Royal Festival Hall for a rare chance to hear the Chinese virtuoso Lang Lang, not as soloist, but in chamber music. He'll be joined by two other stars of the soloist world, the violinist Vadim Repin and the cellist Misha Maisky. And the programme will include Rachmaninoff, Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky. 7:30 tomorrow night. This is BBC Radio 3. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented by Verity Sharp.
Well, that's the sound of the veena, the Indian plucked instrument that looks at first glance to be very similar to the sitar, but is in fact quite different. It doesn't have sympathetic strings for a start, so it makes that much drier sound. Nirmala Rajshekar playing there, who's one of the leading veena players from southern India. Welcome to another night of Late Junction, a piece by Bill in a moment, Bill being the collective initials of Clive Bell, Hans Joachim Erner, Jackie Liebertzeit and Robert Liphook. But first, a couple of minutes of vocal acrobatics here from Vincenzo Vasi.
Thank you.
track Glass Bamboo from Spielwiese 2, the second collaborative project to have recently come out of the Faust Studios. And in this case, bringing Clive Bell together with ex-Faust member Hans-Joachim Ermler, Jackie Liebertzeit of Cannes, and also Robert Liphook of Two Rococo Road. And with Clive Bell being one of this country's talented flautists, here's another. This is Lorne McDougall, who's a piper by trade, but like all good pipers, plays a mean whistle too. This piece is by the late Martin Bennett, and it's called The Magic Flute.
The turning of the century, I was a lad of five. My father went off to fight the Boer and never came back alive. My ma was left to bring us up, no charity she'd seek. She rubbed and scrubbed and scraped along on 7 and 6 a week. I left the school at 12 years old to go and find a job. With growing kids, me ma was glad of the extra couple of bob. Now I know that longer schooling, oh, would have stood me in good stead. But you can't afford refinement when you're struggling for your bread. And when the Great War came along, I didn't hesitate. I took the royal shilling and went off to do my bit. I fought in blood and tears and mud 3 years or thereabout, till I caught some gas in Flanders and got invalided out. And when the war was over and we'd settled with the Hun, we got back into civvies and we thought the fighting done. We'd won the right to live in peace, but we didn't have such luck, for we found that we had to fight for the right to go to work. and 26 a general strike found me out upon the streets. Though I'd a wife and kids by then, their needs I had to meet. A new world that was coming, way a brotherhood of man. But oh, when the struggle it was over, we were back where we began. I wandered through the 30s out of work now and again. I saw the black shirts marching or the things they did in Spain. I brought my kids up decent, sure, I taught them wrong, fair, right. But Hitler was the man who came and taught them how to fight. My daughter was a land girl, got married to a Yank. My eldest son received a gong for stopping Rommel's tanks. He caught some shrapnel in the side and convalesced in Rome. Got married to a night-time nurse, didn't bother to come home. Now my daughter writes me once a month a cheery little note about the coloured telly and those other things she's got. She's had a boy, unlikely lad, he's only 21. She tells me that he's been called up to fight in Vietnam. Well, I'm living on the pension now, it doesn't go too far. Not much to show for a life that seems like one great bloody war. When you think of how it might have been, it makes you want to cry. Well, I don't know how to change things, but by Christ, we've got to try.
So.
Seven Roses from Boulder's Light by Stefan Mikus. And before that was a track from a very strong album by Ewan McLennan. He's a young Scottish musician who sings with real commitment. And that was Ian Campbell's Old Man's Tale. It's on Ewan's album Rags and Robes. And if you're in Bury St Edmunds on Friday night, he's going to be playing at the Mermaid Folk Arts Centre. And then the night after, he's at the Doncaster Folk Festival. You're listening to Late Junction, and here are the Tashi Lumpo monks of Tibet with a fire puja, which is a powerful ritual usually performed 30 days after a death to remove any negative karma from the deceased's past life.
Yeah, I'm one of the
Some of the recent work of Brian Eno, Flint March, from the album Small Craft on a Milk Sea, which he made in collaboration with John Hopkins, who seems to be everywhere at the moment. John Hopkins and also Leo Abrahams. Before that was a ritual from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition known as a fire puja. If you'd like details, do have a look at the playlist, which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Or, of course, you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. Now, many people on the island of Shetland play the fiddle, but arguably, and it would be a fine argument to have too, few play it as well as Chris Stout. Here he is with the harpist Katrina Mackay and a tune that he calls White Nights. Thank you. Well, that's traditional music from Brazil. Can't tell you exactly which part of the country that is from, but it's got its feet firmly in the flute and drum ensembles of the country. I didn't know until now that the flute and drum ensemble was a big thing in Brazil, but there you are. You think of fife and tabor in Scotland, but here it is on the other side of the world too, and of course with a fiddle added for good measure. And I love the fact that you can really hear the bow on the string in that music when they play. The slick playing of the Shetland fiddlers is all very awe-inspiring, but give me a bit of grit any day. It's a similar feeling that I get also when listening to a raw voice like this. This is the flamenco singer Rosario La Tremendita.
La 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 la. La vida son cuatro días. La vida son cuatro días. Por eso ya no te aguanto. Ni un rato la verita de mí.
Great, isn't it? A Soleá, as sung by the young flamenco star Rosario La Tremendita from Seville. And you'll find that on her album Tiempo. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. One from the quirky world of Axel Crigier, a piece called Cumbaiton Rutero. He's a composer and multi-instrumentalist from Buenos Aires. You only have to look at his MySpace page to see just how inventive he gets. You might also have caught the session that he did for World on 3 recently, and it's also confirmed that he's now going to be performing on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD this year, so do look out for him if you're going. And talking of quirky, here's another talented man. From somewhere much closer to home, you'll find him tending gardens in the West Country whilst working on his very clever lyrics. This is Mike Scott and a song that's sure to make you smile.
Dolly Parton was one of a dozen raised in the Smoky Mountains. Marciano was born in the ghetto, his parents had stopped counting. I was raised in a prefab, not a palace, not a slum. I breezed through conventional childhood with my brother Dad and Mum, but we were dull, unbelievably dull. As dull as Doris Day, as dull as Kintyre's bloody mull. The kind of dullness that would make you jump under a bus. But jumping was considered too exuberant for us. Holidays at Paignton, every August on the train, stuff lying on the seafront, the photographer's domain. I sat astride that mangy corpse, though it had long since failed to stir me, until I was too heavy for that rotting taxidermy. I was dull, 16 and dull, the inevitable target of every passing gull. The fashion then was drape coats, pink or blue, they were fantastic. I had a grey Macintosh and mittens on elastic. Step I hardly dared to take, the fruitless search for one who was prepared to stay awake. But the baleful and the bashful find their paths have crossed somehow. Ignoring warning signs, they crashed into a marriage vow. It was not dull, it was far from dull. The history is etched on my defoliated skull. Now as I struggle gamely with a world turned virtual, my grandchildren sigh lovingly, Grandad, you're so dull.
Thank you.
aren't many groups that sport just pianos and percussion, but that's one at least. Quadrophonic from Poland. So there are four of them, as you may have gathered from their name. And that's a very sweet piece called Obra Kuku. And since we're now indulging in images of spring, here's more, this time from Martha Tilston.
As I rode out one May morning, one May morning betimes, I met a maid who from home had strayed, just as the sun do shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear, your journey to pursue? Those pretty little feet, they step so neat, strike off the morning dew. Well, I've come to feed my father's flock, his sweet and tender lambs, who over hills and o'er dales lie waiting for their dams. Oh, stay, you handsome maid, and rest a moment here, for there is none but you alone that I do love so dear. How gloriously the sun do shine, how pleasant is the air. I'd rather rest in my true love's breast than any other way. For I am thine and thou art mine. No man shall uncomfort thee. We'll join our hands in a sacred bond, and married we will be. We'll join our hands in a sacred bond, and married we shall be.
Thank you.
A meditation by Preisner, played by Leszek Mozier, and before that, the lovely traditional song Searching for Lambs, as sung by Martha Tilston, accompanied by the sound of the open air. And it doesn't often get more musical than that when the birds are singing. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is a setting of the Ave Maria that Bruckner made soon after he'd finished his studies, and he scored it for seven voices in glorious polyphony.
Thank you.
Sweden's Wild Birds and Peace Drums, the experimental duo whose latest release is called Retina. From it, that was Bleed Like There Was No Other Flood, following on from the choir of St Mary's Cathedral singing the Ave Maria by Bruckner. All details of everything that you hear on Late Junction are on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course, you can also use the facility to listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Well, we head to India in a moment for some uplifting Qawwali, the Sufi praise singing that was made so famous by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And yet there are many more talented exponents of the form. The two that you'll hear are the Wadali brothers, who are from the Amritsar district in Punjab. But just before them, a touch of ambience here from Marconi Union.
Thank you. ਸਾਈ ਮੇਰਾ ਯਾਰ ਮਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਜੱਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿ ਸਾਈ। रब दी सां जिनू यार मनाने दा चज होवे
जिनू यार मनाने दा चज होवे
उन लोड़ की विरद पगीतियां दी उन लोड़ की विरद पगीतियां ना ही नमिया नमाजा दा कमिये थे
सदके ਉਦੋਂ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਪਿਆ
ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾਰੀ ਸੀ ਠੱਡੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਪਿਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੇ ਨਚਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਈਆ ਤਈਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੇ ਨਚਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਈਆ ਤਈਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੇ ਨਚਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਈਆ ਤਈਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੇ ਨਚਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਈਆ
The Wadali brothers, two Qawwali singers who you'll rarely find on disc. They don't seek the limelight. They dedicate themselves instead to performing this devotional music and teaching it for free to anybody who promises to preserve it. And I think all that integrity comes across when you listen. That recording, however, is commercially available and it's part of a multi-disc compilation called the Ultimate Sufi Collection. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And last night I mentioned that the next Late Junction collaboration is going to bring together the experimental composer Howard Skempton with the Scottish bard and co-founder of the incredible string band Robin Williamson. It promises to be fascinating. They've never met before, so if you tune in tomorrow night, you will hear the results. It'll also be the next Late Junction podcast too, of course, if you do miss that broadcast. But for now, here they are side by side. One of Skempton's miniature pieces called Air Melody for clarinet, violin and cello, preceded by a song that Robin Williamson wrote for the album We Tam, which was released in 1968, when the incredible string band really broke through. It's in his hallmark psychedelic, otherworldly style and is called The Half Remarkable Question.
The black castle, who removed the white queen, when Gimel and Daleth were standing between. Out of the evening, growing a veil, pining for the pine woods that ached for the sail. There's something forgotten I want you to know, the freckles of rain, they're telling me so. It's the old forgotten question. What is it that we are part of? And what is it that we madness has covered the sun. The judge and the juries, they play for the fun. They've torn up the roses and washed all the soap, and the martyr who marries them dares not elope. Oh, it's the never realized question. What is it that we are part of? And what is it that we are? the earth and its bigness, the breath and its gasp, the mind and its motion, the foot and its move, the life and its pattern, the heart and its love. Oh, it's the half remarkable question. That we are part of, and what is it that we
Oh,
That's one of the best-known groups in Anatolia, Kardeş Türküler, whose name means Songs of Fraternity. And the power of that music packs out concert halls across Turkey and beyond, unsurprisingly. Before that, and after Robin Williamson, was a piece by the man that you're going to hear him improvising with on tomorrow night's programme, Howard Skempton. And that was his air melody as played by Andrew Sparling, Caroline Balding and Miriam Lowbury. This is Late Junction, and if tomorrow night's collaboration promises to be fascinating, this coupling is intriguing too. The Tuvan Kumi singer, Albert Kuvesin, alongside the Scottish small pipe player, Neil Cameron. They call this piece Talking to the Spirit of the Mountains.
Let you fall as low as I've been. I promise to crawl until I'm back on my feet. now I'm in trouble. I'll leave you to grieve, tear over my letters, pen frenzy the page, rain squall. Our abuse at the wall heaps scorn upon treasure. I won't let you fall as low as I've been. I promise.
King Creosote and John Hopkins, yes, him again. That's a track called Bubble, following on from Albert Kuvazin of the Tuvan group Yatkar, singing alongside the small pipe player Neil Cameron. All details will be on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And also do email us if you have any comments or suggestions for the programme. late.junction@bbc.co.uk is our email address. That's almost it for another night. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. Don't miss the collaboration tomorrow night between Howard Skimpton and Robin Williamson. The programme starts at 11. And as a final thought now, I'll leave you with this sweet lullaby by Rory Boyle, as played by James Wilshire. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night here on Radio 3, where I have a concert of Latin American music by the Argentine tango maestro Astor Piazzolla and the man known as the Cuban Gershwin Ernesto Lecuona. Roberto Salvalayo conducts the Romanian Radio Chamber Orchestra, and they'll be joined later by soloist Richard Galliano for a concerto featuring Piazzolla's trademark instrument, the bandoneon. First, here's the full orchestra in Tangazzo, Piazzolla's Variations on Buenos Aires, the city where he grew up playing street music. It opens with a maundering lament, the sliding strings adding a note of danger and menace, while in the second section, Piazzolla adds winds, percussion, and a piano.